Hello, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ola Kreshpulska. I am the Assistant Scenic Professor of Scenic and Lighting Design over in the Theater Department. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about using the sketchbook as a quiz. So potentially this is not super true for web design, I'm not sure. But for most visual fields of design, you really have to know how to draw and have a basis of drawing. The tricky thing with this idea for theater is that for theater design, so costumes, scenery, lighting, you're always using this drawing as a tool. So what that means is this fabulous drawing or rendering you may have created is not the end goal. Whatever is then built off of this drawing is the end goal. So if you have a fantastic costume rendering, it's beautiful, it's in great detailed colors, nobody actually sees this except for the production team. What people see is the finished costume or the finished scenery or the finished lighting on stage. So the drawing is not necessarily the art, the finished product is the art. So the drawing is really more of a tool that all the students need to have ready to go in their toolbox. I read this interesting article by Felicity Allen called Creativity in Education. And she talks about this idea how we don't grow into creativity, we grow out of creativity. So as we age, we kind of get less and less creative. And this happens, right? I'm sure everybody's had a student come to their class being like, I can't draw at all. I don't really do this. I'm not super comfortable. Brunel University School of Engineering and Design conducted a study in 2011 because they were trying to create this link on how to like improve sketching in their students. In their case, it was for product design. So they created a series of independent drawing workshops that students could choose to attend. They had multiple topics and multiple people conducting the workshops. And then they collected the feedback from that and organized the data. So obviously, the drawback to this study is the workshops were not mandatory, so the participating students already agree that drawing is an important skill to learn. But there was still some interesting things that came out of it. So the first thing is, students really do actually want to develop their hand drawing skill for a variety of reasons. One of them is hand drawing, if you're good at it, is still significantly quicker than trying to do something on a computer. Because even from like a physical standpoint, you can grab a sketchbook and just like draw it out with a computer. You have to open it and set it up, and that's like a minute out of five that you're wasting right there. So it's faster. Hand drawing is also prettier. And really, I think what this means is our brains are now so used to seeing images that are composed digitally that there's something we react to when it's done by the human hand. And really, it's this imperfection of the human hand that I think this prettier refers to. And drawing by hand is still to a large degree necessary. Because depending on where you are, depending on who you're pitching at any point of time, you might just need to grab a pad of paper, a pencil, and actually draw. So things that students noticed improved their drawing, surprise, structured practice was a really big one. Establishing a structured practice. Making time for sketching, which again goes with structured practice. And having specific tasks to accomplish each week in the sketching area. Also, a thing that kept coming back and coming back was this idea of not being scared. Because again, drawing can be very, very intimidating if you're just getting into it for the first time. So what do I do with my class? The class I'm using as an example here is an Intro to Theater Design class. So it's a 200 level class, and it has a mixture of majors and non-majors. So there's some people who come into it fairly familiar with theater. There's some people who are taking it as a gen ed requirement, and they're not particularly familiar with it at all. So in the first 2 weeks of classes, I do an exercise with them, where the first thing they do is they bring their sketchbook, they bring their new pencils they just bought, and we just play around with the pencils and the idea of line. So we see like what kind of different effects you can get with a soft pencil, a hard pencil, how well does it smudge. And the main goal is, yes, get to know your pencils, but also actually put something in your sketchbook so you stop thinking of it as this sacred space that you can't do anything that's not perfect on. So at that point in time, you have a page of scribbles, and you've done something in your sketchbook. Then from there, they do two drawings. One of them is a two-dimensional drawing. Usually, I pick a really fun cartoon character for all of them to draw. This, again, helps them get over their fear. And then the second thing they draw is an actual physical object that they have to observe and translate into fine. After that, we look at everything they've completed. So they show us their cartoon, they show us their drawing, and we talk about them. And this is where I establish what I call the rules of the sketchbook, although I don't really love calling it that because drawing is such a free art form. But the rules are very simple and kind of basic. One of them is composition. How does your drawing fit on a page? Is it actually centered and makes sense, or did you draw a tiny thing in the corner that's almost hiding? Two, I ask for their drawings to be grounded. So is your object floating in space, or is it sitting on a surface? Three, and this one's fairly specific to, I think, my class, I make them choose between whether they're trying to do a line drawing or trying to do a fully shaded drawing so that they don't really mix those two too much. And after that, I set them free with some occasional themes. The first one, I usually tell them they can draw whatever they want. After everybody comes back and I learn all the dorm room furniture, I set them themes. I'm like, everybody sleeps in the same bunk beds. I know that now. And we check in with this 5 times a semester, so roughly every 3 weeks. So, of course, sketchbooks are often used in a whole variety of disciplines, right? Because they enhance creative learning, they help artists develop a practice. So the thing I'm doing with it that I think is a little bit different is framing it like a quiz. So framing it as in a low-stakes testing material. So we already talked about how people are terrified of drawing. I really do have people on the first day of class who are like, I can't draw, how badly am I going to fail? And they act like I'm asking them to do open heart surgery with zero training. So the first thing I establish is, whether you succeed at drawing or not, nobody will live or die. So the stakes are not that high. But also, if we think about the idea of the fear coming from grading, being this idea of test anxiety, it can really skyrocket if you tell them, this thing you're really uncomfortable doing, it's also worth like most of your grade. So get used to it right now. So I make it a very, very low stakes activity. So what that does, what that means in points, is the entire sketchbook during the 3 weeks, or during the every 3 weeks, is worth about 10% of their final grade. So it's really only 2% at each session. So it's a really low point value. And since that means they're doing about 6 sketches every 2 weeks, which is fairly, or sorry, 6 sketches every 3 weeks, which is very achievable. Each sketch ends up being about 5 points, which is exactly what my quizzes are worth on their rating. So there's that point similarity. Because they're spaced out, so that there's only, you know, we only look at the sketchbooks every 3 weeks, there's also spacing of practice, which I think really helps them learn the rules, which while they are basic, you'd be surprised how often people forget to ground something, which literally takes 3 seconds because it is just a line defining space around the object. So they get some spacing, and that helps them learn the rules, and it also makes them familiar with this idea of feedback. We always get together every 3 weeks and do feedback sessions in a very similar manner. So this reduces their fear and really helps. So quizzing can be done through the use of a sketchbook, and through this low-stakes testing, they receive frequent descriptive feedback from me as well as from their peers. And because I do that original activity, I kind of establish where they are at the very beginning. So you're not judged against everybody else. You're judged on how much you improve. So again, it helps with the low stakes. So I think that is all I have.
I do have one question that I thought of. When you said you do 6 drawings in a 3 week time frame.
So it's 2 a week.
Okay, do you have it spaced out time wise? Like you must have 2 done by this time or 2 done by this time? Or do you find that, oh, hey, I have to have 6 sketches done by tomorrow. So do you find that you have less cramming because of that? Or do you like.
It's an excellent question. Because there's so much material to cover that's design specific, not drawing specific.
Right.
I don't want to check them in every week because mm-hmm. there's just not enough time. Mm-hmm. I do always check in when we like do the show and tell of sketchbooks. I'm like, okay, so raise your hand if you actually did two a week. And then the people will keep their hands up. I'm like, who enjoyed this project? And they keep their hands up. Raise your hand if you did six sketches last night. Who hated this project?
Okay.
And they keep their hands
up. So then they can physically see that.
Yeah, so that's usually the first thing. Okay. And I'm experimenting right now. It's like, how do I make you do two a week?
Right. And I'm just curious how you would approach that.
Well, they told me that Blackboard is awesome, and it sends them text messages every time I put up an announcement.
Yes.
So yes. I've been doing a weekly announcement, have you done your two sketches yet? Question okay. mark, exclamation point. And that seemed to be helpful to them.
Okay. Just curious. So, do you find that the students who, now this is more of a quantitative, like numeric thing, do you find that the students who did their two sketches a week turned out to have a better progression in terms of how they did as compared to the people? And do the students, let's say, who crammed know that in terms of, do you know what I'm asking? It sounds really weird.
I know what you're asking.
Can't cram draw. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
And no to a degree, because okay. there's also that tricky little thing of inherent ability that comes into that. There's some people who just can't draw. Mm-hmm. And they are able to whip
those,
up in 10 minutes a fabulous little drawing. Mm-hmm. That somebody who was pacing themselves could have, you know, it's like that's where they'll be at the end. Mm-hmm. But you do improve more if you're spacing it
right.
than if you cram all of them.
Okay.
However, unless you have the initial baseline,
right.
you're not necessarily able to notice it if, like, you were to pop into my class and be like, oh, this is the person that improved the most.
Right.
I could be like, no, this is the person I could just draw from day one. This okay. is actually the person that improved the most.
Okay.
So at the end of the semester, we look at their last series of sketches and their initial series of sketches and kind of compare mm-hmm. them to each other.
Do they do any kind of like reflection from that, like in terms of seeing their progression? Like, do you maybe talk with them individually? Do they write like a little reflection, or how do you?
We don't write a reflection. I'm thinking I might make them do that end mm-hmm. of the semester. We do have a verbal reflection.
Okay, a verbal one with you. Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah.
But I think writing is actually better because you get a chance to think about it and process it and write it down versus, do you think you improved? Yes, I did, because that's the better answer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. Do you call it a quiz with your students?
Yes and no. Like, I don't know that they're, I don't know if they have a buy-in into it being like a quiz.
Mm-hmm.
But I do try to present it that way. I'm like, it's just like the other quizzes we're taking, just like I'm testing you on the reading material. This is the same thing. I'm testing you on your drawing.
Hmm.
And it does have a very similar point value. Okay. Any other questions?
Let's see. So like, somewhere earlier in your talk, you said that you tell your students that their drawings are not going to be weighed very heavily, and so that way they're not so afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the majority of the final grade that you give at the end of the semester is more towards something that they write?
It's based on the design projects that they do, actually. If you look at the bulk of it, it's similar to your course in that it's also the writing credit for the major, so they do have to write analysis of all of the design work, and they have to write an analysis of a show. So that's, again, that 25%. But the bulk of it, if you look at what like 50% of it is the various design projects. So they do a costume design, they do a scenic design, they do a lighting design.
Oh,
so
okay.
obviously all of those utilize the sketching in them, right? Because as they develop their drawing, they get better at drawing. But the sketching itself, the draw, whatever you want, just so they get more comfortable with recording something with your hand, is worth low stakes, and it helps them improve the stuff that's worth the high stakes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But the ideas that you present too, I mean, yes, you have it specifically towards like a sketchbook, but using our specific fields, whether it's, you know, the sciences or music or whatever, I mean, you can use that concept
mm-hmm.
as an assessment tool as compared to, okay, here's this multiple choice question kind
mm-hmm.
of a thing. So like, instead of it being a quantitative product thing, this is what you have a nice day, yours is more of a, okay, here's a process, here's where we are day one, here is where you are week 15,
mm-hmm.
okay, how did you improve kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So. So, I mean, you can use the same principles in, because, like, I mean, in my music class, I don't do any specific drawings, but you can use the same concepts within different classes. So.
Sketching.
Journaling, yeah.
And I do have a question for you. Do they have to draw by hand for web design?
Yeah. We do wireframes and things, so like the same idea, planning for a design project by hand. Yeah.
Awesome.
But not necessarily, like, observational drawing perhaps isn't, like, as important in web as it is in other areas of design, but being able to draw to communicate is very important.
Yeah.
Cool. Very nice.
Thank